It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Wednesday, February 27th. I'm Jay Gabler. Later on, we'll be talking about why concert tickets cost so much these days. And we're going to be talking about some cool musicians whose fans are saying it's not that cool for these artists to appear on the upcoming Morrissey album. But first, a few more of today's music stories. Spotify has now launched in India, and there's drama. The streaming giant has been in a fierce legal battle with Warner Music Group over the terms with which Warner's catalog will be used in India. In what the industry publication Music Business Worldwide is calling one of the bitterest fallouts between a major music rights holder and a market-leading retail partner in the history of the entertainment industry, Spotify is accusing Warner of, quote, abusive behavior, and Warner is calling Spotify's comments appalling. Stay posted on that, or don't, but Spotify is now a thing in India at a relatively low price level. The $9.99 it costs for a month of Spotify Premium in the U.S. will buy you about 6 months of premium service in India. Whatever you thought of Bohemian Rhapsody, early fears that the Queen biopic would completely ignore Freddie Mercury's same-sex relationships turned out to be misplaced, unless we're talking about China. When the Oscar-winning film opens next month in China, it will be missing footage of physical intimacy between men, as well as some footage of drug use. The movie industry was surprised Chinese authorities gave permission for the film to play in China at all, given that country's common practice of censoring portrayals of homosexuality. Meanwhile, A Star Is Born, also a recent Academy Award winner, is coming back to U.S. theaters with more footage rather than less, specifically 12 minutes more. According to a press release, the encore version of the movie, which opens on Friday at selected theaters and plays for just 1 week, will include extended performances of a few songs, including Lady Gaga's impromptu a cappella version of Shallow, as well as previously unseen footage, including Jack and Allie working on a new song called Clover. Drummer Andy Anderson has died of cancer at age 68. Anderson played with artists including Isaac Hayes, Peter Gabriel, and Iggy Pop, but was best known for a two-year stint with The Cure in the mid-80s. In tribute, his former Cure bandmate Lal Tolhurst wrote, "Andy Anderson was a true gentleman and a great musician with a wicked sense of humor, which he kept until the end." Although Anderson's time with The Cure was brief, he contributed to notable tracks like The Caterpillar and one of the band's true classics, The Love Cats. "I'd love to go see The Who at Wembley," wrote one fan on Twitter, "but who is paying £105 for tickets? That translates to about $140, and it's not even the top price. Seats up front will run the equivalent of about $300, which another fan calls obscene and pure greed. As NME notes, it's not just The Who charging that kind of price. Bros, a band you might not even have heard of, are charging over £100 for their upcoming O2 Academy Brixton show. How did concert prices get to such high levels in the UK, the US, and everywhere? The short version is basic economics. $300 might sound obscene to you, but the reality is that people are paying those prices. Live music is hot right now, in part due to social media. There are more ways than ever for people to discover new artists they love, and if an artist you love is coming to a venue near you, you can either go to the show, or you can suffer through a million Instagram videos from your friends who went without you. Thanks to new tools like dynamic pricing, artists are getting more sophisticated at capturing that money for themselves rather than having it go to ticket resellers. So, look at it this way. If you're going to pay $140 to see The Who, at least you'd probably rather have that money going to The Who than to a scalper. Another factor is decreasing revenue from recorded music. Although streaming revenues are rising, recordings will probably never be what they were as a major source of revenue for artists. That means that artists are investing more and more in live shows, including splashy, high-tech experiences for big names like Taylor Swift, Travis Scott, and of course, The Who. Those big shows cost big bucks to produce, and the cost gets passed on to who? You. Two news stories today concern artists who faced criticism for their actions and statements, criticism that's now extending to musicians who collaborate with them and venues that book them. Why are these alt-rock musicians suddenly lining up behind Morrissey? That's the headline of a post on Fader, pointing out that Morrissey's upcoming album California Sun, Sun with an O, features contributions from Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day, Ed Drost of Grizzly Bear, Samir Gadia of Young the Giant, and Lydia Knight of The Regrets. This is despite a litany of controversial statements from Morrissey on subjects like immigration. He said that, quote, England is a memory now because, quote, the gates are flooded. Sexual assault. In an inflammatory Der Spiegel interview, Morrissey seemed to defend Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey. And race. Morrissey called the Chinese people a, quote, subspecies because of their treatment of animals. As Fader notes, Morrissey's collaborators have histories of protesting sentiments like that. As the album's May release approaches, look for these musicians to face increasing questions about their collaborations with the former Smiths frontman. Meanwhile, Ryan Adams' upcoming album release has been called off since a widely circulated New York Times article reporting that the singer-songwriter offered career opportunities for female artists under the implicit condition that they sleep with him, and that he exchanged sexual messages with at least one underage girl. Ryan Adams' scheduled UK tour, however, has not been canceled, and some ticket buyers are protesting the fact that venues are not offering refunds to fans angered by the revelations about Adams' conduct. None of the venues are even commenting, except for the Royal Albert Hall, where Ryan Adams is scheduled to perform on April 2nd. A Royal Albert Hall spokesman told Pitchfork, quote, "We are aware of these allegations, but cannot comment further at this time." For today's viral clip, let's talk about, well, it's not exactly a clip, it's a bunch of GIFs, but Solange fans are super excited about them. Solange has just launched a personal page on the African-American social network Black Planet. The site has several GIFs of the singer-songwriter posing with a muscle car and a sparkly outfit. It's Solange wearing the outfit, not the car. And mysterious phrases like, quote, "How much of ourselves do we leave at home? And how much do we carry with us forever?" The new page, on top of a couple big upcoming festival appearances and a reported collaboration with Steve Lacy of The Internet, the band, has fans hoping that Solange is getting ready to drop the follow-up to 2016's acclaimed album, A Seat at the Table. In celebration, let's rock one of my favorite, relatively early Solange gems. From 2012, this is Losing You. That's today's music news. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer today is Luke Taylor. Tomorrow, Jade and I will be talking about new music this week. You can follow The Current on Twitter to vote in our poll and let us know what new releases you hope we'll be talking about. Definitely going to be talking about that new Carly Rae Jepsen single. Don't give it up. Don't say it. All that and more tomorrow on The Current's Music News.